Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Do you struggle to feel the presence of God with you throughout stressful days? Prayer in Motion by Jennifer Tucker shows you how to bring prayer into your daily routine through simple movements and mindful rhythms that draw your heart and mind back to God anytime, anywhere. Get your copy now wherever you buy books.
The Bert Show.
60 seconds of pain for 3 hours of pleasure. I am back with the cold showers this morning.
Are you?
They're good. They are really good, man. They're so much better than caffeine. But I can only do it like this time of year, because when it's wintertime, that's not in the equation. But I would suggest just trying again. I did this last year and it's great. It's great once you can get past that 60 seconds. But you just turn the faucet all the way to as cold as it gets. You can't go any further, and then jump in there. Don't think too much about it. Go in there for 60 seconds, set your watch to it, and then get out of there as fast as you can because it sucks. And then it keeps you like on this sort of adrenaline high for like 2.5-3 hours.
It works. I'll give you that. The results of it definitely work, but that's a long 60 seconds.
Man. It is.
That week I did it, I couldn't do it anymore, but I do want to start again.
Didn't you do the ice bath when we did the ice bath challenge for like 12 minutes?
I did. I was motivated by a day off.
Yeah, I'm going to do this and do it with no day off in sight. Absolutely not.
He's saying 60 seconds is a long time. I did it this morning and I was checking my watch at 30. And then I thought maybe it just stopped at 45. So I checked it again. It is a long 60 seconds,
long
man.
Long 60.
But it's worth doing.
Yeah, it's worth it for sure.
Is. All right, Kristen. So Bart put you in an uncomfortable situation the last couple of days.
Well, I am torn because I don't disagree, but my server heart was like, oh, this just feels so, so wrong. Because when you get service that you feel is deserving of no tip, it's like, as a former server, that battle in your head of like, oh, like, you know, you try to come up with every excuse in the book as to why, you know, service was bad. So you're still going to leave a tip. But my husband had zero chill while we were on vacation. And we had a meal that, to be honest, was not deserving of a tip. It just, it wasn't.
What was wrong?
So we were at a nice resort. It wasn't like a break the bank resort, but it was still a nice resort. So we splurged a little bit for our family vacation.
This was in the Keys?
This was in Marathon, Florida. And the place was gorgeous. There were a couple of hiccups out the gate, but other than that, we were having a fantastic stay. And they had just added a new sushi restaurant to the resort. Now, if you've ever stayed at a resort, you know food is typically hit or miss. Either it's typically not like great. You need to get off the resort in order to experience like really good food.
True, and you know it from the first meal.
Yes.
Because it's pretty consistent.
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, the food here, it wasn't bad. I mean, it wasn't anything like extraordinary, but I mean, for resort food, we were happy so far. And you had to make a reservation at like the main restaurant, which we did not, because, you know, I'm not eating and paying like that much every single night. So we're like, we'll just pop over to the sushi restaurant, right?
Well, sushi is not the kind of thing you want to gamble with, though.
Yes, very true. So we show up and there's only like two other tables seated. And again, dude, you're paying for the view of this place. Like, it's right there on the water. It's gorgeous. Your toes are in the sand. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, it's one of those things. So we sit down. And our server from breakfast was also our server at the sushi joint. And I was like, okay. And she was sweet, but homegirl was non-existent. Like, she sat us Somebody came much later to get a drink order. And I keep in mind, too, like when you're at a tropical location, they're on island time. So everything's going to take a little longer, which is difficult when you have a toddler, because if you're going out to dinner with a toddler, dude, you got a hard 45. Mm. Like you got to get in and get out because they lose patience fast. So this meal dragged on for what felt like an eternity. And we never saw her again till the end of the meal. Like she came, she got the drink order and she was gone. Like there was other people working.
More like a hostess than a server.
It felt like, yeah. And so like our food came, we had no silverware. So we actually had to go walk ourselves to the hostess stand and like grab silverware and bring it to the table. You know, no skin off my back, whatever. But the tipping point for my husband...
The non-tipping point for my husband.
So we ordered some ramen for Jimmy because he loves noodles, right? And he eats ramen. We go to some, you know, cool little ramen joints in and around Atlanta. And this ramen came out and like the food again took forever and it shouldn't have. It came out. It was still kind of in the block form.
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it was instant ramen. It 1,000. Y'all, listen, and I lived off this stuff in college. Uh-huh. A good, like, instant ramen with a grilled cheese, that was my jam in college. So, yeah, like, I stirred it up, and it was cooked, but you could tell, like, no, this was, like, and the sodium in that, and Bart was, like, the fact that our child was eating it, he was so upset.
And he's very particular. Very. About what Jimmy eats as far as chemicals go and stuff right. Like that.
And ramen's not the best anyway because, you know, it's just noodles and broth, but whatever. So it's instant ramen. There's no doubt in my mind. Would you like to know what this resort charged for the kids' instant ramen?
I'm going to go $15.99.
You're going too high.
I was
going
to say $10.
$10.
$10.
That's
crazy.
For a 25-cent ramen, and they charged us $10.
And they couldn't even be bothered to break up the block.
No, man. It was cooked.
Wow.
But it was still like in block form, yeah. Which is how you knew it was
that's how you know.
The noodles were all dente. That's how you're supposed to cook them.
So
it's literally a brick.
Yeah.
It's a noodle brick.
Uh-huh. Again, it was cooked, but they just didn't bother. As soon as they put it down, Bart and I looked at each other, and I'm like, oh, my God, they're serving our kid instant ramen.
That is so lazy.
It was crazy. And then the check, I mean, Bart almost walked up and left. Like, and I was like, stay, because Jimmy was done. Mm-hmm. So I took Jimmy, and we went back to the room. And that's when my husband informed me when he got back to the room. He's like, there was no way I was tipping on that meal. Because the pot stickers we got, it was very apparent that those were bought in the frozen section of a grocery store and were just pan-seared. It was honestly, I don't want to call it an atrocious meal, but it was not good. And again, the service was so bad. But when I tell you, my sir, I still feel so horrible. And I can picture that woman's face and just imagining like getting the bill and seeing no tip on there. And I was just like, I actually thought about going back and leaving something. But Bart was adamant.
As a server, though, if you know you did bad service, is it not obvious that you would get no tip?
Not to them.
Yeah, right. You just show surprised. Up, right?
Yeah.
The tipping culture in this country is really out of hand. And the guilt that goes along with it is out of hand also, right? Like, you guys have informed me. I didn't realize this about tipping. I just thought now I ask the question based on what you guys have told me. I'll ask the server, who does this tip go to, right? In your case here, the service was bad from the beginning to the end, so it doesn't matter. No. Everybody gets zero, yeah. Right? But now I ask, who's getting this tip to the server, because you just never know who in that restaurant is getting the money, right? Is it going right back into the owner's hands, or is the server actually getting the tip?
When I was in Anguilla, it took me a couple of places to realize that they had a 20% service fee on the bill that did not go to the server at all. So we're signing away thinking like, oh, that's the 20% that goes to the... And it took someone to tell me, like, we don't get any of that.
Right, that's why I ask now. And here's another one that they're starting to do that I saw at a restaurant. I caught it at a restaurant a couple of weeks ago. The bill comes and it says, this is your bill amount if you tip 25%. But they don't even give you like other options. So you have to do the backwards math from the total if you don't want to tip 25%.
Wow. Something funny that happened this past weekend, too, when we went to Atlanta Motor Speedway, I went up to concessions and got 5 waters and 4 cookies, right? Yeah. That was it. 5 waters, 4 cookies. Tap my thing. He filled it. He tipped himself.
What? Oh, no. You did not.
That's crazy.
No, he did.
Because the thing was sitting there, and I had filled out one before. And so at least there, it started like at 15, 20, and 25 or something like that. But again, 5 waters, 4 cookies at the concession. Waters were $5 a pop. Cookies were $5 a pop. Like, it was exorbitant. You were like, it was like supply and demand mentality as it happens at a stadium. But I went to, like, pay or whatever, and he just went, do-do-do-do-do, and, like, did it himself. And I was like, what just happened here?
We could do these for days. I was in Miami for the Atlanta United game last year, and I went to a dude that was behind one of those big bins with the ice in it, and it's just the beers are inside of it. Canned beers are inside of it. So I pay for 2 beers. He reaches in, he gives them to me, and then I use the credit card, and it was asking me for a tip. All this dude did was reach down into the bin, grabbed a beer, and gave it to me.
It's the same thing with the liquor store. Like, I went to the liquor store the other day, and the guy asked me for a tip, and I'm like, but I found the bottle. Like, I did the shopping.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I just want to know, who was asking for this? That's how I felt when I saw the headlines that Katy Perry, Gayle King, and about 4 other women were flying up into space with Blue Origin, which is Jeff Bezos's like space company, to be able to take rich, fancy celebrity people up into space for 11 minutes. Now, this was a big deal because this was an all-women space crew. That was the thing that they were flying on. They were like, listen, we're taking 6 women up to space. We've got Katy Perry. We've got Gayle King. We've got these other people. I think Jeff Bezos' fiance is one of them.
I mean, what's the point? What's the point of dating a billionaire if he can't send you to space?
Right. Yeah. He can't use his rocket.
That one I got. The astronaut, there was an actual, like, astronaut that was on it that I got. But, yeah, I've seen, there's been actually more backlash to this particular space shuttle launch than previous ones. And I'm torn because I don't remember any of the other ones with the dudes on it getting this much backlash.
Yeah, well, we'll continue on and I'll comment because there are more details.
There's been a lot of celebrity on celebrity crime in the last 24 hours since these details have come out. So here's some audio of them actually launching into space. I know everyone's very nervous. Like, you see a lot of some of the flight stuff happening with regular commercial planes, and now you're going to go up into space. Really nerve wracking. So here's them flying up.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, command and restart, 2, 1.
So they fly up into space and they're there for 11 minutes. Like, you're literally there just going to the outer, like, edge of the Earth's atmosphere to where you can see the Earth, you can see the moon. And I remember seeing footage of them on Twitter, and, like, they're all, of course, floating as you do when there's no gravity. And all I can picture in my head is Katy Perry. She brought, like, a daisy up into space because her daughter's name is Daisy. And she's, like, in front of the camera, like, floating, like, look at this daisy. It's so out of touch.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to sound all skeptical and stuff, but I'm going to. The whole thing seemed like It seems so ridiculous, totally and completely ridiculous. And the thing that bothered me more about this than anything else, and there's a lot to be bothered by. It's like, it felt like they were trying to make it some feminist champion, some feminist win, because it was just an all female quote unquote crew. They were passengers. They didn't do anything except show up as rich celebrities. And the fact that they were trying to package it as pro women, they didn't do anything.
A lot of people felt like it was really out of touch and rude that they were calling them astronauts, like in interviews. Yeah. They were like, oh yeah, the astronauts. I'm like, they trained for 2 months. Flight attendants train longer than these people did to go up into space for a couple of minutes.
They were passengers.
It was foolish.
And not only that, they tried to make it all about planet Earth, right? Like Mother Earth and Katy Perry kissing the ground when she got home. And I'm like, you know what? If you really cared about the planet, you would change your business practices, Amazon, because Bezos owns it. And secondly, like, that has nothing to do with Earth. But think of all the people on Earth you could have helped with the money that it cost you to go to space for 11 minutes on some performative space trip. And don't get me wrong. It's cool that you went to space. I get it. Like, yeah, as an individual.
And it's your own money. I mean, if you were paying for it, it's your own money. You earned it. Do whatever you want with it. But all the money that, and I don't even know what the total is.
They didn't pay. It was like a marketing trip or whatever. Yeah. But
it's a brand trip to space.
But I mean, Bezos is covering it. I mean, because it's obviously his fiance. He's, I think, because I was interested in knowing how much it cost. They don't outright say it. The other one, I don't know. I remember its name. It cost like $450,000 to go. Whereas with this space launch, you have to put down a $150,000 deposit and to save a seat, and then you pay from there. But again, like when William Shatner, Michael Strahan, when they went up, were people this irate?
I thought they were. They weren't?
Were they?
No, I don't remember.
I don't know if it was this much.
You know what's funny is I remember us being like, that's stupid, and then moving on. Whereas with the women, I feel like maybe it's because it's the second time that it's happening that it's like, who is asking for this, that we're more outraged.
They're trying to force it down our throats.
Yeah, and as a feminist win, that's the reason, I think, that there's the difference here. I don't think it's because it was men, women. It's that they packaged it like, oh, these brave women are going to be passengers on a flight.
Yeah, they grouped it, and it's really just Bezos's fiance, which I've seen all the articles, and I'm not taking away the fact that she is a helicopter pilot, but they're trying to make it seem like she's like a helicopter pilot and CEO. And I'm like, you have your license. Like, you're not qualified to be in there. You're there because you're the fiance. You're friends with Orlando Bloom, which is why Katy Perry's there. Like, don't blow smoke in my face and call it a cloud. Like, you're clearly, it's a marketing trip. You're shoving it down my throat as feminism. It's a waste of money. You're trying to say it's about Mother Earth, and yet your company is destroying the planet. It is the biggest ick I have seen.
I'm shocked that Gayle King is defending it, because she's like, this is inspirational for young women. It's promoting female representation in space exploration. You're not exploring anything. You waved to a camera for 5 minutes and then you came back down. It was very brave, but you didn't do anything.
Her voice is promoting it. Her face is not. If you look at the video footage, she wants to be anywhere else but there.
Terrified.
She
was terrified. She should have been.
I've been terrified also.
We should spend this much time celebrating like astronauts.
the actual ones. Well, a lot of celebrities are speaking out about how they actually feel about these celebs going up into space. I'll tell you who is mad about it on your next E-Buzz and The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
So NBA superstar Anthony Edwards is attempting to make a historic move, and it is not on an NBA court. It is in a courtroom.
You know he's from right up the street here.
I do.
Well, he's actually from south, down by the airport, but drove up this way an hour every morning to go to school.
And unfortunately, that's not why he's in the headlines, nor is it for his incredible NBA talent, but I will tell you why he is, and here's why you should care about sports.
Couldn't care less about sports, balls just ain't your thing. Don't give a f*** about trophies or no Super Bowl ring. You watch reality TV, not Sports Center reports, so Mo's here to give you a reason you should care about sports.
So NBA superstar Anthony Edwards should have been a hometown hero for us. And he still can be, but he's got some work to do.
He's becoming like the face of the NBA. Well, that's what you're about to tell us. Right. Gonna change that.
Right, because he's a beast, man. He's an incredible basketball player, and he was on his way to becoming the face of the NBA until he ran into some defense that was off the court from a woman named Aisha Howard. And so things you should know and why this is important is because, well, for one, Anthony Edwards is 23 years old and he has had 3 children with 3 different women since 2023.
Oh, he's busy.
He's active. He is definitely active. And Aisha Howard is now the alleged 4th baby mother that he is now going to have since 2023 as well.
So people are on both sides of this for different reasons. One, because like I said, Anthony Edwards is 23. Aisha Howard is 38. And they are having an alleged child together. Now, there were some text messages that Aisha Howard released to the public where Anthony Edwards was clearly saying, I do not want this child and we need to do whatever we need to do. She's saying, I want this child. I don't care what you feel like you want. We did what we did. We're bringing this child into the world. Some people feel as if she is somewhat grooming him at her age. Other people feel like he is a grown man and he knows what he's doing. And if he does not want to have children, he should not sleep around unprotected. So then it becomes an issue because Anthony Edwards does two things within the courtroom that both somewhat become historic moves. The first one, he filed with the court once Aisha Howard did determine that the child is indeed his. The child is, I believe, 6 months old now, and it's his child, right? So she goes to court to try to file for child support. Well, he wanted the court to take the child support from Atlanta, Georgia, not exactly from L.A., because apparently if she gets child support in L.A., it's going to cost him a lot more money. But the child was conceived in Atlanta where Anthony still lives. So he asked if the courtroom could actually take the child support from him being in Atlanta, not in L.A. The court said no problem. The judge actually ruled that that makes sense. That's fine. We'll take the child support as if the child was in Atlanta, even though the child currently lives in L.A. Second thing he tried to do is a move that no one has ever heard of, and it would have been historic had it gone through. He tried to pay all of his child support in one payment.
Oh.
18 years worth of child support in one payment so that he can get it over with and have absolutely nothing to do with the child.
Do we know how much that is?
It was going to be $1,080,000 for 18 years of child support, which I believe calculates to about $5,000 a month.
I mean, for him, that's probably pocket change. Let's see what this dude is making. It's going to be crazy.
It's out of this world. But the judge ruled that they couldn't allow him to do that. They were not going to allow him to do that because obviously the child suffers more than anyone if you allow him to do that. But this was his move, I guess, his petty way of saying it takes two to tango. I should have a choice in this. I should have a decision in this. And if I didn't want the child, then I should not have to have the child. But if you're going to force me to have the child just for child support, which he is saying is what she is doing, then he should be able to pay all of his child support ahead all at once and then be done with it.
His salary for 2025, again, what was the total payment?
$1,080,000.
His salary this year is $42 million.
Would have been chump change for him.
Yeah, but there's so many other things, man. Let me just pay you so I don't have to deal with that child at all. Should have thought about that beforehand, dude.
And now all this is public record, so the child will read this someday and know how their father felt about them.
And there's mothers, a lot of mothers actually going viral, not buying his sneakers and not supporting his merchandise because of the way that he's handling this situation.
Wow.
So
I thought this was going to be a totally different story.
Yeah, my man's got some work to do, man.
The Burt Show.
We usually call this segment Couples Court. Today we're calling it, Is Chad a Buzzkill?
I think my husband has just about had it with me and my antics. A while ago, I came on for a couple's court because I wanted a she shed in the backyard, which is a shed for me and my clothes and my stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he gave in. I am getting one at the end of the summer once the house is all done. We're going to have a sign on it that's a she shed.
If you're new around here, Cassie's living out of an RV right now because she had some trees fall on our house and insurance sucks.
They do. And we just passed the 1 year anniversary of that day. Woo!
Oh, no.
So while we're working on the backyard, I had another great idea. So most yards are grass, boring, right? But it's expensive to maintain. Usually have to have a company. And where we live by some, I don't want to call it a forest, but acreage of woods. Like there's a lot of wildlife. Sometimes we see deer, snapping turtles. It's really cool, but it makes maintaining the lawn really, really difficult because natural, you know, wildflowers and stuff just pop up to the point where once I brought a lawn service out, they looked at it. They were so kind, but they kind of left. They're like, there's nothing we can do for you except recommend a sod company because you need a whole new yard. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to do that just to have this happen again. So I'm looking at it, and now that spring is here, it's just growing so rapidly, and it's very hard to maintain. So I'm like, you know what? Why don't we do something radically different and turn it into a wildflower meadow and a natural pollinator habitat? So you guys are just staring at me like I'm an idiot. I'm so excited.
I don't know. I think I know what it means.
You know what wildflowers are?
Not really.
You don't know what a flower is?
I mean, I know what a flower is.
That grows in the wild.
Okay.
There's just flowers that grow.
I'm with you on the wildflower part.
I'm letting you cook. I'm waiting for the explanation.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just you, instead of doing grass, you just plant a bunch of like native plants and just let it bloom like a natural patch of wild, like field, but wildflowers.
But you got kids and you can't, can you play in it?
Well, you can do like carve out paths and stuff. So we'd have like a stone pathway, a little area for the swing set. But the thing is, it's really good for the environment because it's a natural habitat for like butterflies.
You got to offset everything they just did with that space launch. So you might need it.
Thank you. And then it's like really great for water filtration and soil retention. It also helps like take carbon out of the atmosphere. So it mitigates global warming. Like it's a really sustainable, beautiful way to have a gorgeous yard. I will send Rebecca some photos to post so you can see what I'm talking about, but it also cuts down on lawn maintenance, so I don't have to pay for it. Like a place in the UK did this with their medians in the highway and saved $33,000 in lawn maintenance. So we would never have to cut the yard again. You just kind of have to trim some of the like flowers back from the pathways and stuff.
I was going to ask what maintenance was involved with like a wild flower garden.
Yeah, you just got to keep the pathways clean if you want them clean.
So what's his beef with it?
Just basically everything that you guys thought in your head when I said I want to do a wildflower meadow.
I just don't understand. This is an area I have no knowledge.
Like I just didn't get it.
A meadow. Like, think of like when you go to like the botanical garden. Well, no, they're really nice flowers. It's just like if you take a bunch of wildflower seeds and you threw them and you just let them grow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, so it's super low maintenance, but his thing is, if we ever sell the house, nobody is going to want a wildflower meadow. They're going to want actual grass, normal people.
No, I disagree. So when I went over to your house when we were setting up for the Christmas time, everybody that I was hanging around, like the youth group, we were like, Cassie's house is so whimsical. Like, your backyard feels like it should be from a scene from Bridge to Terabithia. Like, you've got that creek running in the back. You've got a bridge. You've got a little path. If there was ever going to be a house that needed a wildflower meadow, I feel like yours is very fitting for
it. Thank you, Abby.
But he's being very practical and he's thinking in the future of selling the house, and then it becomes less people interested in a more specific backyard.
Right.
Okay, it's very taste specific for sure. I'm just more worried about like the kids and where they're going to run and play and their play set and all that stuff.
In the road.
Yeah.
In the crate. Where all the kids play.
Yeah. In the RV.
That's how I grew up.
They got 3 square feet in there. I mean, that's fair. There are playgrounds down the street. So, like, I would carve it out or maybe do the front yard as well instead of the backyard. But it's just, the maintenance is so much, and we have so much going on right now. It's just really hard to manage something else on top of everything going on. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I think the way I'm looking at it lately is, what radical changes can we make in our lives to make things easier? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is a radical change, but it would definitely take away the whole lawn maintenance, and it would look so pretty, and we could teach the kids about butterflies and bumblebees, and I love bees, but yes, Chad is a buzz kill.
All right, well, some of us in here were confused by it. Ashley is not. Hey, Ashley, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys. So yes, I have for years done butterfly gardens throughout various places that I've lived. They are amazing for the environment. You can create your own little ecosystem there. You get to watch wasps, even flies. They're also pollinators, butterflies, bees, bumblebees. There are bumblebee houses that you can put out in your garden so that they don't like burrow little holes in your wood. But yeah, it's amazing for the ecosystem, amazing for the soil. Everybody should be doing it. Lawns should be gone.
Can't you do this?
It would look like this.
Okay. Can you just build that on?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, Cassie, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, people with the name A and M, I like you. Abby, Ashley, and Mo, thank you. I'm going to do it. Yes!
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
When she sees this one thing, every time she will cry. Is Kristen normal in this area?
Is it me?
I get so tight in the chest and it's like there's no controlling it. Like if it's this overwhelming feeling of awe, of love, of just sheer joy. And it hasn't happened often because I don't live in a place where this can happen often. So when it does, it's rare. And in that moment, it is life transformative. And I get very emotional every time I see a manatee. And I need to explain, okay? I need to explain. And because this was a surprise manatee. Like, I was not, it wasn't like I was going to like a manatee sanctuary or I was seeking out a manatee. The manatee sought me out.
Sure,
and
did.
It felt very destined.
Oh, sure. You, huh?
Uh huh. Okay. It did. So we went to the Keys for spring break. Look, I'm holding my heart because I'm never going to forget our moment together. So we flew down to the Keys and we were staying at this resort. And as I told you earlier, the food was kind of meh. So we left the resort to go find some good seafood, right? Because you would think you would find good seafood in the Keys.
A place that serves fresh manatee.
No! Absolutely not! Oh, not manatee! So we go to this place called Castaway, right? And it's a dive, it's a hole in the wall. Like we were in the Florida Keys trailer park of all trailer parks. We were driving and I'm like, I don't know who recommended this, but
sounds perfect.
This is so sketch, right? So we almost went to one other restaurant because the area was like so sketch. We almost went to a different restaurant and I was like, no, just there's a spot, just park so we can get out so I can get some freaking peel and eat shrimp. All right. So like, let's just go. So we park and we go into the restaurant. And again, it's like kind of a divey restaurant, but you know, there's a bunch of people in there. All right, cool. And then they take us outside because I asked if we could sit outside, even though it had been a little rainy. It was a drizzly day. We had gone to the turtle hospital earlier and seen all the hurt turtles. And they sit us outside on the patio and it's literally on a canal. Like the restaurant is on a canal. There's no railing. Like you can like just, if you have one too many beers, you were in the water and there's all these trailers right across the canal. But I mean, these people, they got trailers and they got boats because, you know, they're on a canal. And I walk outside and my heart stops. Not one, not two,
oh, wow,
not three, but there are four manatees in this canal.
A family.
That is unique.
And right, I mean, when I say right up against this restaurant, right up against this restaurant. And when I say I lost my mind, I lost my mind. I got on the ground with my son. Like I am on the ground and just staring at these majestic water beast. So they're called sea cows because they are so gentle and they are so docile. I'm going to get emotional talking about them. Manatees don't.
I can't believe it.
Have you ever seen what one looks like?
Yeah. Okay. I had to look it up though.
Yeah. But they're called like, and they're referred to as the Buddhas of the sea. And they're very slow moving. They're intentional, even though they've been hurt and scarred because there was one that had a huge scar on his back from obviously a boat propeller. They don't let that, you know, take away from their love and gentleness. And they're just, oh my.
They're beautiful. They're beautiful in an English bulldog kind of way.
Yes.
If an English bulldog could swim, it would be a manatee.
I can see that. Yep.
And so I'm sitting at the table and I, like, there's my husband and there's my son who I'm on vacation with. My back is turned to both of them. And I'm just staring at this canal and staring at the manatees. And like, there was one point when they came back up and I was like, I have to get back down on the ground so I can get closer. So I get back down on the ground so I can get closer to him, and the little manatee mouth comes out of the water and he's getting like this water spout or whatever, and he's just like blah, 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 blah. And I'm just looking at him, I'm like, oh my god, I want to touch you so bad, but I know I shouldn't because I'm not supposed to, so I'm not, but I love you so much and I just want to touch your belly and you're just so precious. And then I go back to the table and I'm getting a little verklempt, and my husband in this moment, he looks at me and he's like, what is wrong with you?
That's the appropriate response.
He's like, are you about to cry? And I'm like, they're just so precious. And there's so many of them. And yeah, they're just so sweet. And then you know, so we finish the meal and, you know, teaching Jimmy about manatees or whatever. And I'm so like, you just feel so serene. Like there's a calming about them. Cause again, they are just so docile and gentle and slow moving. And I did my research and it's a reminder to slow down and to like, to maintain trust and vulnerability, even though, you know, they've been hurt and they're now protected because, you know, we've pretty much trashed their waterways.
Good Lord. You really are into this.
I love them so much. And then, as if one time wasn't enough, and I was so mad because I would have gone down to the dock, but I didn't have my phone. But it's okay I didn't have my phone because I was in the moment. And they made me slow down. I went to the marketplace at our resort to get something for lunch. And as I'm walking back, what do I see in the canal?
A dolphin.
No. Oh, a sea lion.
No.
Stray cat.
Penguin. How many guesses we get?
Polar bear.
Your family that you were on vacation with?
No, I was.
Your husband.
There was a mama manatee.
No,
I did not see that
Are
coming.
Are you kidding me?
In her calf.
Oh my God! Both of them.
No.
Abby was right.
In the water. And they're just floating there. And I just stopped on the pathway. And again, I put my hand to my little manatee heart. And I'm just like, oh, thank you for touching my soul.
What a real plot twist that was.
The Burt Show. Buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It was celeb on celeb crime yesterday in the news cycle when celebrities surprisingly spoke out about how out of touch other celebrities could be when they took like a $1 million mission to go up to space on the Blue Origin spaceship from Jeff Bezos for 11 minutes.
I got no problem with the whole thing. Well, I do got problems. But the main thing, as I said earlier this morning, is the whole packaging of this feminism celebration of women being passengers in a rocket ship was just so off base.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying, like we said about an hour ago in our first e-buzz, that it felt like it was kind of being shoved down our throats. Like, who's really asking for this? What is this really doing for women?
What I love about this also, and Cassie and I were talking about this earlier, I love the pushback on celebrities now. Like, we're just not accepting, like, oh, what a cool thing that these celebrities are doing to bring attention to things. No, now we're calling it out, like, just because you're a billionaire or you're a celebrity doing something special doesn't make this something to champion.
Can it be both things? Because I...
Oh, you got manatee heart right now.
I know, it's I do.
Yeah. Yes.
But hear me out here. Because I've seen, like, the backlash, and it has been tremendous. And I think, it's not that I'm skeptical, but I've been trying to do some research and figure out, like, when Michael Strahan and William Shatner, who was on Star Trek, when they went up in I think they took Blue Origin as well. I can't remember. I'm not sure if it was SpaceX or the other one, Virgin Galactic or whatever it is. Did they get this much pushback and hate? And I get what you're saying is like you feel like feminism is getting shoved down your throat, right?
I think that's the reason why it's different.
But there was, so yeah, we're focusing on Gayle King and Katy Perry and Lauren Sanchez, but there were other women on there. There was a woman's right activist on there. There was also a aeronautics engineer, technically an astronaut that was on this, you know, that went into this launch to space. Yes, it was 11 minutes. Yes, you're just on like the rim or the cusp or whatever, but you're still experiencing weightlessness. I don't know the cost. I've been trying to figure out like how much it actually cost, but obviously Bezos, you know, picked up the tab for this because it's his company. Blue Origin does have over 10,000 employees. So, I mean, it's not for naught because there's people jobs who are riding on this. So I take that into account. And then also too, when it comes to like the feminism aspect of it and it being shoved down our throats, because again, they weren't a crew technically. This ship is autonomous. It takes care of itself. Nobody's pushing buttons or, you know, launching themselves. They get to sit and enjoy themselves and take it all in.
They were a crew the same way your son Jimmy is a crew in the back of your truck. Yes. When you're driving him around.
Yes, that is fair. However, when you look at women and female representation in STEM and space, it is much, much smaller than it is for men. So, yeah, Gayle King looked terrified.
Terrified.
But when she is talking about this on CBS Mornings or when Katy Perry is showing this on her social media pages, do we not think that this is impacting young girls somewhere to encourage them to get into STEM to be astronauts?
I don't, personally.
You don't think so?
I don't think that there are a lot of young girls that are going, oh, now I want to be a passenger on...
on the Blue Origin spaceship? Not to be a passenger on Blue Origin. No. Not to do that, but I'm saying, like, wow, that is so cool. You know, maybe that's something I would be interested in doing. And I also follow Space Gal, which I think is a really important follow. And her love of space and science and trying to get more young girls into STEM.
But why didn't they ask her to go up
there?
She
did. Calendrelli went on one last year, I think it was.
Yes.
I'm more excited about her.
And she got ripped on. She got ripped on, too, because of her reaction, because of how emotional she was. And the noise.
She saw a manatee.
Yes. Follow Space Gal and do that. She got ripped on so hard because of her reaction to what it was like to be up there.
I also think that a lot of the backlash comes, and I can't remember what situation the country was in at the time and what the finances of the country were. Yeah. I think we're in a time right now where people are really struggling.
They are.
And they see struggle here in the immediate future. So to see this kind of abundance.
Opulence.
This opulence in this time of the country, I think, is rubbing people the wrong way.
It also feels fake. And I think that's my issue with it. It's not like Katy Perry has always in interviews been like, I love space, or it's like just a hobby or an interest of hers. It just feels like a really random picking of people. And they're like, look, all women, feminism, woo. And it's just like none of them are interested. Well, I mean, I know there was one or two, but like they're not really interested in STEM or environmental sustainability or space exploration. They were picked for their names is what it feels like.
But that's why we're talking about it. Like if there was no Katy Perry, if there was no Gayle King on there, and again, I mean,
but what are we talking about? What are we learning here?
Case in point, like the woman, it's a big deal that there's like, even though, again, passengers, not crew, the last woman to solo go into space was in the 1960s. So if you really think about
she was an astronaut.
She was. For sure. But that's what I'm saying. We haven't done that because we need more female astronauts. So how do you get more female astronauts? By doing stunts like this to introduce STEM to young girls.
Maybe. That's a valid point.
Maybe.
Because if we send 4 female astronauts to space, unfortunately, it's just another day. We wouldn't be talking about it.
I mean, no, we would be. If we sent 4 females to astronaut and it was an all-female crew,
I'd be championing that.
We will champion that.
Yeah. For sure. But I'm saying, like, in order to get to that point, we need more women in STEM.
I mean, maybe if they showed all the training leading up to it and stuff.
Something. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a miss.
I think that just how the rollout came to be, I think, is rubbing people the wrong way. Like, there's a way they could have tracked their journey, why it means so much to them to go up. Instead, we're just, like, watching Gayle King and them go up in this phallic-looking spaceship.
It does look like it. Oh, my gosh.
For an all-female crew, it is very phallic.
They should have changed the design for this one mission.
They really should have. Uterus-shaped spaceship. But there's one thing Katy Perry did in space that I want to play for you coming up on the next E-Buzz. It's interesting, for sure. It's on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.